We are very happy that so many of you could come to the second edition of Translingual Europe after last year's successful event in Berlin. I saw many more companies, organizations being represented this time, others that were not there, but I also see very familiar faces. Thank you to our Czech project partners and organizers who have been in this technology business for a long time, especially to Jan Hajic and the institute here in the same building, yeah, for organizing it, bringing us into such a beautiful room. We should not waste any more time on niceties and politeness, but jump right straight into the program. But before we really start with the technical part, it is my pleasure to announce to you the former rector of Charles University, Ivan Wilhelm, who is also the, you may say, ambassador or plenipotentiary, if you prefer this word, of the government of the Czech Republic for EU research programs. Yeah, so he's very much connecting the Czech Republic with EU research and technology development, and I'm glad that he will welcome us here in this nice environment.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The participants of the Translingual Europe 2009, distinguished invited speakers, colleagues, friends, ladies and gentlemen, it is really the pleasure and honor for me to have the opportunity to address you briefly at the opening session of your conference. It really makes me a joy that you decided to participate in the work on this meeting and that the majority of you arrived to Prague for this reason. As I understood from the website of your conference, the main issue of the conference, of your work, is a discussion about the machine translation. With respect to the fact that neither linguistic nor machine translation are not my own background, I would like to introduce only very few rather general remarks. I suppose that the wild and intensive development of the information technologies in last years, as well as the applications for the practical use in generally accepted by anybody. The modern tools for information exchange implicate a wide scale of benefits on any level, ignoring such details as different civilization circuits, state borders, and other barriers of natural or artificial origin. A typical example of the information technology's achievement is the process of actual financial crisis and economical recession. Historians, economists, and other specialists say that the principle and reasons for this process is very similar comparing to the previous world deep depression in 20th years in last century. Nevertheless, its impact, existing run and drop, goes without compare softer and smoother than it had been 8 years ago. It is no doubt that the tools and possibilities to reduce the damages keeping in the hands of national governments are much stronger in our days. But another substantial circumstance represents the modern information technologies. The permanent flow of assorted data and information, which are collected, controlled, and analyzed, gives the opportunity to recognize such disturbance in the financial system very quickly. And this fact gives a chance to react in a relatively early stage when the corrections and other regulations could be more effective with lower expenditures. Anyway, there is a hope that the modern world can better coordinate the different steps and revisions together in a global sense. And this expectation follows from the detailed communication given by the information technologies themselves. It cannot choose but believe that the selected solution is the right one, especially in the above-mentioned case, but it is not more the information technology issue. My effort was to demonstrate by a short remark how the information technologies change our life already and how important the information technologies became to be in our world. Nevertheless, the matter of communication is not only the subject of technologies themselves, however substantial fact it represents. I would like to emphasize that the subject of machine translation is the matter of the main importance, namely for the fact that it is a giant volume of the information needed for the use in a very short time period to prepare serious argumentation for decision with wide and extensive social impact. I am completely assured that the European bodies understood such consequences and they paid the proper attention to the research on the information technologies in general and on the machine translation in particular. The high quality and long time tradition of the Prague School of Linguistics, which is the organizer of your meeting, is expressed among other things by the permanent grant support of European frame programs. A successful application, especially in the frame program competitions, keep the sign of the top quality in our scale of assessment, not only for the fact of the financial earnings, but in my understanding, by the ability to divide international cooperation with first-rate partners. Generally speaking, the linguistic as a discipline on the Charles University belonging to the better part in research and education, as the discipline is located on the Faculty of Mathematics and Physics. It happened some 50 years ago due to the certain circumstances, and this time, and it demonstrates another fact, how easily it is possible to inform the formal division of disciplines to sciences and humanities without any interconnections to each other. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to wish you a successful meeting with fruitful disputation, a lot of new inspirations, and important conclusions of your conference. But please, keep in your mind that Prague, it is not only Charles University, and life, it is not only machine translation. I suppose that Prague colleagues will introduce you to Prague as a mystic town with a lot of another cultural institutions, with delicious Moravian wines and Czech beers, where you can continue in your scientific discussions. I would like to wish you to spend nice time in Prague. Thank you for your attention.